Give your A material.
Yeah.
Coach, that was the hardest loss that I can remember. What did you tell to your team after that? Because that game looked like it was a win until the final moments when it wasn't.
Yeah, and honestly, after the game was over, I didn't say a whole lot to the kids. I mean, I obviously knew that they felt bad about the situation. The coaches felt bad about the situation. And really nothing that I was going to say at that point was going to help until we had some time to digest. Obviously, I was sick to my stomach for, you know, I still am sick to my stomach about the loss and about where we were and that we could have won that game. But, you know, it just didn't happen. And, you know, as coaches, I have to start, or as a coach, I have to start figuring out how to help these guys mentally and to be a part of these situations. But, you know, I'm just thankful that we were in that situation and had our chance to give our kids a chance and opportunity to learn to be in a game like that. They just haven't been in those type of games and those meaningful type of games for quite a while. So, you know, I told those guys to stay with it, to keep working, and we've had a good week of practice. And you know, I just hope we can learn from it.
One of the really tough parts of that loss was that the defense was good almost the entire game. And then you kind of underlined the almost, and some of the plays down the stretch, they weren't. And that can wipe out an entire good game of defensive play.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and that's the thing is that I don't think we can't point the fingers anywhere because obviously offense let them down. Defense, you know, was great at times. And then, you know, like you said, then went down. And special teams, you know, again, we let up a big return. And so you can't really just point it on the defense. You know, offensively, we've been stagnant here just a little bit the last two games. And I guess I'm a little concerned about that part and what we can do to help them. And I think it's, again, it's just the confidence piece. It's being in those big games and learning from those situations.
I thought the big play was actually two plays before the winning touchdown when Marshfield's quarterback, he's throwing off his back foot, which you're not supposed to do. He's throwing across his body, back across the middle. He's not supposed to do that. The moment that ball leaves his hand, I thought that's going to be intercepted. And it's just over the head of our guy who's got the front coverage. And give Marshfield's receivers credit. They know they've got a scrambling quarterback. They came back towards him all night, either to block or to catch passes. And they, I think in some ways got a break, but it's a break that just came at a critical moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you probably could say we were in position to pick that. And we probably, you know, most of the other games, we probably would have came away with the interception and whatever, but you know, luck is on their side. And you know, it wasn't on our side at that point. And, you know, they've earned that victory. And, you know, so we just have to go back and we keep our heads up and just keep on fighting because we still have a great opportunity in front of us.
What do you say to the offense? Because we've seen this in a couple of wins this season where the team will be up by one score and you get the ball back. Defense gets a stop and the game is completely different when you go up by two scores, especially in the second half. You had two possessions last week. You could put them up by three touchdowns or three scores. And a lot of times the offense, it's almost like they let up, that they have a small lead and it needs to be a bigger lead.
Yeah. It's either we're getting stagnant or we're getting stupid penalties. You know, those are the two things that have just been killing us. And, you know, I think we're getting better to a point where we can overcome maybe one penalty or so in a drive. But when you're overcoming two and three penalties, that's just really hard. And I thought the defining moment for the offense, speaking just offensively, was the drive where we took the field goal. And, you know, because on that drive, we had a 13-play drive going before that, moving the ball very efficiently. We actually had the ball inside the 5-yard line at one point, but wiped away by penalties. And we had three penalties in that drive, and we ended up kicking the field goal. And, yes, it felt good at the time. But I just remember in the back of my head saying at that point,
that game is different if it's a touchdown.
Yeah. It was absolutely. At that point in the game, I would have felt so much better had we scored the touchdown because I think, you know, we would have probably come out ahead had we done that.
What do you tell the team about the number of dead ball penalties, which seems to be alarmingly high? All of those personal fouls, celebrations, taunting, that's different from one crew to the next. But a lot of those calls have been called on Everest all through the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we as a staff have been talking about that quite a bit. You know, I'm not sure there's anything I'm going to be able to tell the current team other than, you know, try to keep your head about you, try to, you know, stay in the moment. You know, again, it's the big moments in these games. And, And, you know, we haven't won a conference championship since 2008. You know, most of these kids haven't played in these type of games. You know, we tell them to play emotional. We tell them to play hard. We tell them to do so really, as a coach, you want to say you have to play hard. You have to play emotional. You have to. But you have that fine line of discipline of not going overboard. And unfortunately, we've been overboard here just a little bit too much. And I think it's something that we're going to have to address in the offseason. It's the mental part of the game. It's something that I don't have the answer to right now, but it's something that I'm going to be looking into, researching, and trying to be able to help our kids to be able to function in big games.
Let's talk a little about Stephen's point, because they're down this year, but they played well last week and got their first win. And I think in the back of everyone's head, this is a team that has owned Everest just year after year for as long as I can remember.
It would be a huge mistake for us to take them lightly. You know, they're very well coached. You know, Spash has great athletes. You know, we have to be able to just come out and execute. And I've kind of said this all along all year. I don't really worry about too much of the other team. It's us. It's us. And if you watch the whole season go, you know, unfold and all that sort of stuff, when we break down, it's all the mental mistakes. It's the penalties. It's just that stuff. You know, I think our schemes have come a long ways. I think our kids are understanding our schemes. And we just have to keep our head about us, and we have to execute our game plan.
Does the team still have a sense of what's in front of them? I mean, they guarantee themselves a playoff spot with a win. With the way the program's been the last couple of years, getting a win and finishing above 500, that seems like a big step forward.
Yeah, we talked about that as one of our goals is to get that fifth win. Obviously, playoffs, we haven't been in the playoffs here for the last, 2 years. So that's a huge goal for us. And, you know, you just never know with how football goes and getting better at the right times and all that sort of stuff. I've seen a lot of teams that, you know, were 500 teams or just above 500 teams and go on and win a state championship. So, you know, I'm not going to go as far as that, but I'm just going to say that we have talked about that there are opportunities in front of us and that we haven't played our best football yet. And it would be interesting to see if we could put this thing together.
Tell me about this year's senior class, because the senior class has moved the ball forward from the last couple of years too.
Absolutely. I owe, you know, everything to the senior class as to what they have done, because it would have been really easy for them to say, you know what, I'm not going to follow what Coach Strelo does. He's had two win seasons, and, you know, but these guys really bought into what we were doing. They bought into the weightlifting in the off season. They bought into the practice plan format and playing the kids that we were playing, you know, and it has been night and day difference this last season compared to what we've had, you know, in the past. And I owe a lot to this senior class. You know, they are going to have a soft spot in my heart, you know, always, because this was the first class I feel that has really started to turn us around and move us in a positive direction.
I think back to the summer, there are times that I'd be driving past the stadium and practice would have already been over. And the number of times that I saw kids still working out or doing things on their own, over the course of a season, that really does make a difference. Yeah. And if that's something that seniors leave for the players behind them, that would be very good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just hope these juniors and these sophomores have watched and observed, because you're right. We leave every day. I leave practice, and I'm usually one of the last ones off the field. And there's kids staying after throwing. There's kids staying after catching extra jugs, machine balls, you know, asking questions. Stuff that you guys don't even see when school's going on. We have what we call ELT, or a homeroom period. We have the offensive line meeting with Coach Jarek, watching film during ELT. You know, there's so many things that are going on behind the scenes and the extra stuff. And these kids truly do care and do want to get better. And that's where I think the program's going to keep on getting better and better.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.